Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on. It is Thursday, July 26th. What's up? It's Brandon, Kelly, and David, the engaged boy.
Puff.
You tired of people talking about your engagement yet?
No, not really. I'm kind of enjoying it right now.
I still see people coming up to him congratulating him on the engagement.
Happened like 30 minutes
ago. Yeah, just a second ago.
Hey, man, congratulations. So happy for you.
I've been congratulated twice by RGN.
Twice?
Twice, yeah.
Like he forgot the first time?
You must be a favorite.
He just told me twice.
Because he's always going to his office. He's going over there for any reason he can to be seen.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to do that as an employee so you get raises and stuff?
When's the last time you got a raise?
Oh, well, let's go back a little bit.
Let's talk about, and we've probably maybe discussed this early on. So David was a part-timer for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there was one guy who was always like an advisor to David. He was a wiser soul and trying to be helpful and guide his career. And when David was bugging us about going full-time, and we made a joke on the show about it. Full time. All right, I want to go full time. When I go full time.
Full time, Dave.
Full time, Dave. When I go full time. When I go full time.
God.
And I said, David. Oh, I am the wise one, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for clarifying.
I said, David, by the time you go full time, you're going to wish you were still part time based on how it's going to work out hour wise. They're going to pay you X, but require you to do more. Oh, and I want to be full time. I think he just wanted to be able to go to his mom and dad and tell them that he had a full time job. So let's rewind. Mm-hmm. Is it a year or 2 years now?
Year and a half. Be 2 years in January.
Okay, so let's go ahead and rewind. Did you make more money?
Yeah, that's a sore subject.
The answer is yes. I'll say it for him.
Mm-mm. I did not. Well, I made more money as a part-timer.
Right.
But it's mainly because, like...
Because I'm right.
Well, I think there's two factors with that.
What's that?
There's been a lack of radio remotes, which in the radio world, we... as jocks need that because it gives like a bonus on top of what you do, right?
Yeah, it's like added on.
Yeah, so you get paid more for that. There have been less remotes recently. And football season was always a big-time moneymaker for me because I would work all week and have to work those football games. So Saturday may be a 10-hour day, maybe even 12 hours depending on if I was at a tailgate or not. So you talk about, you know, racking in 50, maybe 60 hours a week, and you're like, cha-ching. Nowadays, I don't get that.
How many hours do you think you put in a week?
I put in 40, but once
supposed to put in 60.
I'm supposed to put in 60. Jeez.
Would you rather work the 60, 70-hour weeks, or would you rather work the 40-hour week for less money? Have you ever done your hours based on what you've made to see if you're making less now?
I don't want to do that.
Let's do that real quick.
I don't want to do that. Jeez.
Gosh.
But part of me, I wanted full-time because it's almost like it's a commitment, you know? Because if you're a part-time employee, you know, you don't have... Not to say... Okay.
I'm part-time.
She is part-time.
But it's like...
People, but at her rate, because everybody sets their own rate...
But what I'm saying is, like, a part-time employee my age, whenever I went full-time, I was 23, right?
Right.
So a part-time employee at 23 is almost seen as like, well, if they left, it's no big deal because we can find someone else to fill that position.
Right. And you think when you're full-time, they can't fire you.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's like showing the company a commitment.
Right. I get that.
Yeah. So
it's like marriage. What is it really? It's a piece of paper and a ring.
Yeah. What is
full-time?
And
a legal commitment.
Yeah. What is full-time? It's just...
It's what we believe needs to be.
And some people, if you're full-time, you get insurance, right?
Yeah, and benefits. He had that offered to him and stuff like that. But.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You have to be a millionaire to afford our insurance.
Right, exactly.
Jeez. Oh, man, it's crazy.
Even if you're a millionaire, you have to buy a cheap home because that insurance is really coming at you.
I remember the first year, they're new policy coming through, and we're all excited about it, right? Like, oh, great, new insurance. Hope it's as good as what we had before. And you're like, dang!
Yeah, it's almost like a joke in the office. It's like Michael Scott comes in, everyone, we have new insurance. Heck, Dwight did that.
Yep.
And he like cut all their benefits and made it more expensive.
That's totally what happened here.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of insurance, I was really proud of myself because one of the things I'd never even talked to you guys about, and I'll talk about pretty much everything with you two. But like, I've had this dental anxiety my whole life, and I've been able to beat it the last 4 weeks. I'm so proud of myself.
That's cool. That's really good.
I even posted about it on my social media last night and gave props to the doctor, the dentist, and his team that I've been working with. Because like, I had this whole thing, like, and I learned it from a really young age with my mother, which was be scared of the dentist. Mm-hmm. My mother, like, when I look back at it, she made me nervous about storms and about this and all these different things. And mm-hmm. So I wonder why I had anxiety issues and still, you know, I don't struggle with them as bad anymore, but still I have little things that bother me. And the dentist was one of them. So I avoided going to the dentist forever.
Yeah.
Which is awful and awkward and all that stuff. And now that I've been going back, I'm like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm. That's kind of
it
funny.
Is so a
I told
nothing
you
experience.
How much different it is now though.
And like, I remember going as a kid. Do you remember going to the dentist as a kid mm-hmm. and you were scared about getting a shot and you were scared about all these different things? But I remember like they gave me a retainer and my brother a retainer or something like that. We all went at the same time. And when I got home, we were wrestling in the living room the next day and I broke the retainer.
Mm. That's bad.
And I never went back. Like I never got it fixed.
Wow.
So I've avoided it forever. And then, you know, I chip my tooth and then, you know, think that's going to fix itself and that doesn't.
I will say, I'm glad you decided to go to the dentist because I was going to have to make you go because, well, your breath.
Oh, God.
Your blackening teeth.
Oh, gosh.
Your disgustingness in your mouth.
I it was one of those self-conscious things where like I figured out how I want to smile. You know, it's like, I don't know. I told you guys, I think mouths are kind of like,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that part of it, anyway. Though. I know people who haven't gone to the dentist in years, but I think it's one of those things, like, we just have to, as people, go do it.
So, I was like, so that my post and the reason I posted that last night, and I wanted to make it clear, like, I'm not getting paid to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm truly just trying to, if anybody out there was like me and you didn't want to go, you were nervous about going, it is so much different now, go.
Yeah.
Because they're going to make it so much easier. And then once you get everything kind of in order, then everything's going to be better.
Did That's they true. Let you pick out of the treasure box?
Were they supposed to let me?
Did you get a lollipop at the end?
I should have. Because I do think they kind of treated me with kid gloves the first time.
They did. Aww.
Because I was nervous.
That's so sweet.
And like a family member works there, so she mm-hmm. kind of knew. But they've been so awesome. And like I go there, and now like the first time I went, when it was like, hey, I screwed up this tooth by chewing ice, and now it hurts really, really bad. Like, and you know, it's like, oh, great, now I have to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was so scared. Yeah. And now I walk in there and it's like, we're all laughing and joking and hey, yeah. And it's like, it's such a cool thing.
You got some swagger.
I was never scared of the dentist. I was more scared of going to the doctor. And there was always something about when they're doing my blood pressure and mm-hmm. when they just have the stethoscope on your chest or on your back and they're like, mm-hmm. tell you to take a deep breath. I feel like I can hear myself shaking.
I know.
Like I can't take a full breath because I don't even know why I'm nervous.
Because they're judging that breath.
Maybe.
Like, this better be a good breath.
And my blood pressure, and when they're doing the pulse, I'm like, why? I feel like it's spiking right now.
It
why
does.
Is that happening? You know?
That never but happens to me.
I have that anxiety, too.
I get so relaxed in a doctor's office. I enjoy it.
Doctor's office, I'm never relaxed because it's always really cold and
sterile,
and it just has that hospital smell to it, and I just don't like it.
So one time when I first started doing radio, I was working for the group across town, and I was supposed to go somewhere. I wasn't feeling great. And I was trying to medicate myself to be able to go to work. And I was just feeling awful and had to go to the doctor. And they were going to take my blood pressure. But I had taken no telling how many, you know, cups of coffee and all this stuff to get myself to where I could feel better. Mm. That was my thought. I was going to be mm-hmm. over-caffeinated. And my blood pressure was high. And they told me my blood pressure was high. And then it caused me to have a panic attack, which then shot my heart rate up.
Yep.
They sent me from a little medical clinic, like an emergency clinic, to the hospital to go there because they thought I was having heart problems. Y'all, I was 24 years old.
Oh, yep. My gosh.
And it was all because of anxiety and panic that I didn't even tell them about. But they hooked me up to those electrodes all over my chest.
Whoa.
And I've never had that issue again. But that one day, because I did that deal to myself. So ever since that, I've been really nervous about going too.
Wow.
Hmm. And like the shots when I was doing my testosterone, mm-hmm. With that stuff, I was so scared to get a shot. And then I realized when they took the blood, that doesn't really hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
Or when they give you the shot, it doesn't really hurt. But I remember as a kid thinking that was the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you cut your foot and your mom says we might have to go get another tetanus shot, I thought I was going to die.
No.
Like I'd rather cut my foot off, mom, than to go get a shot.
Yeah. There's a, when I used to teach PE first through sixth grade, we would have flu shots. And so every year, and they would use my gym, they would have the nurses come in there and do the flu shots. Well, now they have to where you can do the sniff ones where you can just basically, but back when I was there, it's like they had to do shots. And so you have moms and dads that, because you have to sign a waiver saying it's okay for them to get a shot. And most of the parents were like, yeah, I want this to happen. I don't have time to take them. That'd be awesome. Right. Thank you. And it was free and whatever. But in that gym, I would be in my office and you would hear kids first through sixth grade screaming, you know, and then you'd see kids in line watching their classmates scream, or you'd see a kid in line that would be laughing because somebody else was screaming and they're like, dude, it doesn't hurt. Calm down.
Yeah, but still.
But that anxiety of kids, it starts off really, really young.
And it's like, if you're telling yourself it's going to hurt, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt. This is going to hurt. More than likely, guess what? It might hurt because you're getting ready for it to hurt. You're telling yourself it's going to hurt. If you go in and say, oh, this is nothing, boom, it's over with.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm a bad mom because I was much more of a mom that's like, hey, you're okay. Get up. You're fine. Mm-hmm. And so even when Kurt was getting shots when he was young, baby, you're going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It might be a little, but I was always trying to prepare him like it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, that's good though.
There's other moms that are like, okay, baby, it's going to hurt, but we're going to go get some ice cream afterward. You know, they kind of psych their kid up and you're like, what? Don't bring attention to it. You know?
Yeah, this is bad, but we're going to treat you after you go with what's bad.
Yeah.
So I went in there and I did the crown. I had to have a root canal, which I was scared to death of root canals because I'd heard these stories about a root canal, how painful it was, right? Yeah. And legit, like they numb you and they start off, they don't even give you the shot first anymore. They have numbing stuff that numbs it before they give you the shot.
Yeah.
And like when Kai got a little filling in his tooth, he didn't even know he got the shot. That's how good this dentist was. Like he didn't even realize, and we still haven't told him that he got a shot to numb his mouth even more.
That's wild.
Like he has no idea that even happens because that might make him nervous.
They put the little thing in there to like numb it up.
Yeah, they kind of wiggle your cheek and then bam, it's like you had the shot, but he didn't even know it.
Yep.
So it was like root canal. And then yesterday they did, what do you call it? It's like the deep cleaning. It's the cleaning here, but they went down way low. And I was like a little bit nervous about that. And it was awesome.
Yep.
They get low like Lil Jon.
Lil Jon, yeah.
Yeah.
Skeet, 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 skeet.
Excuse me?
Right.
Hang on, what?
That's that song, isn't it? Isn't that how it goes?
Skeet, skeet, skeet. Skeet.
Why is he not even saying the words?
I don't know.
I can't say those words.
What are the words?
Bad words.
Oh, skeet, skeet.
Skeet.
Mother effer.
Oh.
Whoa.
Gotcha.
That's what it says.
All right.
Yep.
There you go.
We've been at weddings and they play in the clean version, and then all of us in our group that know the song,
you yell it out.
Yeah.
So till the sweat drops down and. Right. The radio version was till the sweat drops down and falls.
What rhymes with falls?
Yeah. Did you know that?
I guess I didn't.
Till the sweat drops down, ma. Or and fall. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's funny how they edited that song so well.
Just so y'all know, those people today still have more money than we do.
Those guys. Yeah. Lil Jon, bring that up.
Lil Jon is one of the richest people in the music industry.
Because he's not.
He's still a DJ. So he goes out to clubs in Vegas, and he's still super popular. Heck, his daughter, I learned this the other day, she's a lawyer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Lil Jon is nothing like Lil Jon away from the party scene. It's crazy.
What about Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne, well, that's
actually,
a
Lil
different.
Jon was on The Apprentice back when, I think, might have been when Trump was doing it, and he was actually pretty smart.
Well, seriously, Lil Jon.
He dropped the gimmick?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he still kind of acted like himself, but I mean, he's intelligent.
He's still marketing himself, even on that show.
He's a super smart dude. He's probably one of the smarter ones in the music industry. It's crazy when you think about Lil Jon.
Snoop Dogg, too.
I believe it. Yeah, because he's everywhere. Look at Snoop Dogg. He does everything.
Yeah, when he started showing up with Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
That's like, funny.
It's just crazy. Yeah, Snoop Dogg's, he's pretty smart.
Yeah. That's
wild. I bet he didn't have anxiety.
No, I know. That's why I need the medical stuff to go through. But anxiety on the medicinal stuff, anxiety isn't one of the things it's allowed to be treated for.
Yeah, I think I've read it depends on the person, too. Like, if it actually helps. There's some people that if they did that, it makes
me
them
more nervous.
More anxious.
Well, and I've, Well, because I met with Dr. Flippin just about his radio campaign and all that. Mm-hmm. So I asked all those questions.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've struggled with anxiety. Is there something for that? And he's like, well, there's different things. And sometimes it can enhance it, but there's other versions, or I think
strains.
They call them strains of things. And so I learned a lot about the cannabis treatment and CBD all in like the same 2 week period.
Well, and I remember
once,
that.
Once you read about it, because I, you know, of course, you know how we all grew up that it's whatever. But if you read about it and see some of the things, it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'd consider it if it was, you know, something you could go and get, and I wouldn't, like, you know, you didn't get in trouble if you had it.
Yeah, right.
Because I just don't need to be messing with anything like that. I don't need to get in trouble.
Mm-mm.
Well, show.
So here's a shout out to me, too, because I was in a restaurant the other night that served beer. And, like, I love beer. And y'all know that. I've said that for years. Oh, beer. But I haven't had any in a while because I'm trying to trim back down.
Uh-huh.
And y'all, do you know how much better you sleep when you don't drink?
Good? Really?
Like, okay, so the first night when I didn't have anything, because even like toward the end of the night, let me have a glass of wine or whatever, just to kind of relax me and put me to bed. Well, it's like the first night that I didn't drink that, I was like, oh gosh, I feel awful. And then the second night I felt better. And like the last week and a half, I've gotten deeper, better sleep than I've had in forever.
Hmm.
And I'm going to bed earlier. Somehow, like if I were to have a couple of drinks at night and I'd sit up and watch old wrestling, I would stay up until 11:30, 12 o'clock, because I'm having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So now if I'm not, and you know, I'm just kind of just chilling through the night, I might have a little like bowl of ice cream and go to bed by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think I've read where alcohol can actually hurt your sleeping patterns because it's you know, it's going to make you dehydrated, so it makes you not sleep as well.
Yeah, it's bad for your body. But I mean, people do.
I've had the same box of wine in my refrigerator for probably a year.
Yeah, I've had one too. But like beer doesn't last in my place if we buy beer. And that's the reason, like, if I go buy, oh, let's buy an 18-pack. Well, dude, you've seen me when I drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I can drink a lot of beer, and that's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten to that point now where I don't want to buy any cheap beer anymore. So, like,
oh, yeah.
So the stuff that would cost you, you know, $6 a six-pack, I'm kind of, I bought some, what was it, Yingling. The Yingling Light.
It's not that expensive, though.
It's like $9 a
six-pack. I like their songs.
The Yingling Twins. I loved it when they had a circus. Yingling Brothers.
Jeez. No, I bought some of that.
You
and
bought
some,
a six pack for $9 of Yingling?
Yeah. It's a little bit expensive.
You're going to be out on the, looking for that, aren't you?
Dude, no, that's to me, that's high.
Yeah.
Like, I'll pay $9 or $10 for an IPA. Or
I can't do IPAs.
Or, God, there's some dark... with those undertones of chocolate, because I got into knowing that stuff too. Then I realized, okay, those have even more calories and they're more expensive.
Hmm. That's true.
Were you about to say chocolate?
Well, I had like some chocolate undertones, or there's some beers that are like the darker, but it doesn't taste like chocolate. It's weird.
Mm.
What is it? Guinness?
Guinness might have something like that.
There's a Guinness beer, a Guinness Dark, that is, let me see if I can figure out what it's called because it's really good.
I'll look too.
But I tried one of those nitro beers one time where it has nitrogen in it or something like that, and I didn't like that.
Huh.
Mm.
Guinness Drought, I think is what it is.
Stout.
Drought. Stout.
Wait, which one is it?
It's both.
There's a drought and a stout?
I think it's a drought stout.
On ratebeer.com, it's gotten a 3.5.
Mm. See? Ah, son of a gun.
Good job.
Well, it was giving it to me for a second. Then it just stopped giving it to me. What do they need?
I saw what you're talking about.
Let me just put in my date of birth here. April 21st.
To make sure you're of age.
1998.
I don't even know why they do this.
1998.
Kids can lie.
So dumb.
Actually, I don't care how old I am. Does that bother you? Does your age bother you? It does for you, doesn't it? Doesn't bother me. I don't care. Aroma, sweet smelling with coffee and malty nose. The flavor is a perfect balance of bitter and sweet with malt and roast characters. It's good, though.
Roast characters?
Yes.
What the heck's that?
A pot roast.
A pot roast.
There's a pot roast flavor in the middle of it. It's pretty good if you want to try beer. But I want to go and see how long I go without drinking it. Like, the toughest part about not drinking a beer is when I'm at the pool. Because, like, you see people on the beach, and what do you get? You get a drink on the beach, and you lay there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm in my pool, it's like I'm so used to just having a couple drinks out there in my little floating cooler.
And somehow that, whenever I was on the beach and I was doing that, it doesn't give me a hangover. I guess because I'm sweating it all out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you can drink a lot more like that, too.
Yeah.
It's like on July 4th. I'm like, how many beers did I end up drinking?
I know.
17.
You get caught up in that stuff, and you're like...
Well, because if it's at your house too, and you're entertaining and you're playing and you're like, hey, play the music. Hey, let's get the food done. Hey, let's talk to the kids. Hey, let's do this. Yeah. And then you're like, at the end of the night, you're like, whoa, I got hit by a train just now.
Yeah. How did this just happen?
When's the last time you had a drink?
Probably since your house.
Really?
Yeah.
Since July 4th. Yeah. What about you, David?
I had some on Tuesday. I had some of that. I always want to say Leinenkugel because they both have weird names. Yingling, Leinenkugel. But I had Yingling on Tuesday, the light. And it was all right. It wasn't great. I like the other one.
The dark or the regular?
I like the regular one.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd try the light, but.
I don't like light beer that much. It's like I was talking to my neighbor. He had, what is it? The Stella. That's really good. Stella Artois. And I love that. Leslie thinks it stinks really bad.
Stella is really good.
But it's good.
It's kind of expensive.
But we were talking about, like, I have a friend, and you guys know Dustin Starr. Mm-hmm. He's a bodybuilder and a wrestler and all that. But they drink, if he's going to have beer, he's going to drink a Mick Ultra. Mm-hmm. And you see so many people who are, like, in good shape on the river, and they drink Mick Ultra and stuff like that. But, like, I hate the flavor of it.
Really?
Because it just tastes so boring to me. Like, there's no, it's almost like Coors Light, but lighter than that.
It's like a Diet Coke.
Yeah, but it just...
You know what I'm saying?
But if I'm going to drink beer, I want to taste beer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to taste, like, watery, like somebody poured... Like, I had ice in my beer, and the ice melted. That's what, to me, it tastes like. There's, like, not as much flavor to it.
Me and my dad got a keg of that stuff the other day.
Mick Ultra?
Mm-hmm.
There's Does it taste like icy beer?
No, it tastes really freaking good. Because we got a really nice keg. We tapped it.
What do you pay for a keg?
It's actually a pretty cool process, because you have to put down, like, a deposit... Because they actually recycle all of those kegs. So
who picks it up?
You have to actually go pick it up.
No, I mean, like, carries it.
What do you mean? Well, my dad would pick it up.
Your dad has to carry it, right?
You're stupid. I'm trying to tell you because I think it's very interesting how this works. You idiot.
He was really trying to answer your question. That's great.
Now, when he was breaking down this process for me, and I don't know the exact price of it, but there's only a certain amount that I actually fit in our, what we call a kegerator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either like the short kind of fat ones or the tall, skinnier ones.
Which one do you prefer?
You know, either one. You're getting the same thing out of it, so. A good time.
You're so dumb.
He said it.
Anyway.
Which one tastes better?
I don't know. They're both about the same. I'll go ahead and let it get out of your system. And I'll come back.
Kelly, what do you think?
It's probably so good we were never in elementary school together. We would be, like, suspended every day.
Anyway, so...
Jesus, he's still telling us
I'm about trying to tell you how cool it is. What else do you
can
want?
I'm telling the story.
Can we just end this podcast?
You don't want to hear the rest of it?
To be continued. Go ahead, finish it. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're so dang interested in the story.
I was trying to tell y'all something.
Tell us about
cool.
some sports when you're done.
That's it. I'm leaving.
I don't even need alcohol to go to sleep. I just need David in my house. Well, how much does it cost?
I really don't know how much it is, but the deposit's like $50.
So is it probably $100?
Probably more. Well,
how many cups of beer do you think come in a keg?
I think it's like 120 something.
So it would be. It would have to save you money. So if
it does save you money.
If it's a dollar a beer, it'd be under $120.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact price. I can get that from you or whatever.
Yours would be gone in like 2 days.
Wouldn't that suck?
Because you don't have to open it. You just go over there and...
Boom. Hey, Leslie, go get me a...
But you have to get everything for it, too. So if you actually want a keg in your house, you know, we got the kegerator, which brings it down to a really low temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to get like the... Is it carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide or whatever you have to get? I can't remember. The CO?
I'm not sure.
Nitrous.
I can't remember what it is. Anyway, you have to get all that to get the stuff flowing through, right?
Anyway, this is a process.
Maybe you should just call his dad.
Yeah, maybe we should. Maybe we should just go to his house.
Yeah.
You can come check it out.
We've never been invited there.
Yeah, come over and check it out. It's pretty cool. But the beer's cold. It's
fresh.
Where is
it? In the garage?
No, it's actually like in the house. It's in our dining room area. So we have it right there.
Is it out in front of everybody or is it like in behind a tap? Like
it's I mean, it's like a tap. You know, it looks like it's a normal tap, but just our kegerator. And then...
Take a picture of it.
Okay.
Because I don't know what... I really don't know what to think, like what it would look like in a house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really... This looks like a normal refrigerator except with The tap.
Oh,
at the
so
top.
It looks like a fridge. Yeah. You can't see the keg when you walk in.
No.
That's
no.
what I'm thinking.
That's no, what I was thinking
I was sitting
too.
Here picturing the keg just sitting out there in the.
You have to keep those cold because there's no preservatives in them, so they ruin really fast.
The beer does.
Yeah, you have to be really careful with that. Like if you shake it too much, you can ruin it. So like if you pick it up from somewhere, like my dad either has to go to Mr. T's right mm-hmm. outside of Paragould, yep. or he has to go to
Mr. T's.
Yeah, or he has
Mr.
to go to Newport.
T's.
And, you know, the drive back, you'll kind of shake it up. So they say before you tap it, you have to wait. I think you can wait a couple hours, but it's better if you wait like 24 hours. So that way you don't have all the foam and stuff in there.
To make sure you don't tap it at the wrong time.
Yeah. But tapping it's pretty cool. I mean, it's just, it's an interesting process. Then they send those back to Anheuser-Busch and they have like a whole process on how they clean them and then fill them back up.
That's interesting. I remember as a kid, so I didn't work there. I did the wrestling show. We were on TV, but I tried to go to the old Sportatorium, which was the venue, mm-hmm. Really early in the day on Fridays. And the beer truck, because they sold a ton of beer. The building was hot. There was no air conditioning. In the middle of Ooh. The summer in Dallas, mm-hmm. in a building with no air.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's 100.
People that didn't drink decided to drink.
Dude, for real. So they sold a ton of beer in that place. Mm-hmm. So the guy would be dropping off these kegs, and they would have me move some of the kegs around. I'm like, 14 or 15
oh, geez.
Moving kegs. And they're heavy.
Yeah.
Like those big, tall ones that you would get in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember lugging those things around, just trying to move those beer kegs. Couldn't even drink the beer, but I had to move the kegs.
Yeah. I want to say they make a size bigger than that, too.
Bigger than those huge ones?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm talking about from the floor, the ones I used to have to carry
like
were
barrel?
Like this tall. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
they're huge.
Are...
And they're heavy. I mean, imagine you're carrying the weight of, you know, 100 mm-hmm. beers or something like that.
Yeah. I'm trying to, there's a lot. Okay. Kegerator.com has keg sizes. Yeah, I think that might.
Is that the biggest one? I can't imagine them making one that's any bigger.
They call it a half barrel.
Yeah, probably. Maybe it's not as tall as I think it was.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the biggest
one.
But
it was heavy
as
it could be. Does it say weight?
Let's see here.
There are also tons of rats in the old Sportatorium.
It says 87 pounds. No, wait, 161 pounds?
Yeah, so I'm 14. There's no way I could have picked that one up at 14, is there?
No, probably not.
And then we put them on. They'd put some on the dolly and move them around, too.
Yeah, so did it look something like this? The half keg right there? Half barrel?
Yep, totally.
Yeah, so that's probably what you were carrying.
Sell a ton of beer in that place. Again, like imagine you're in a building with no air and it's 104 degrees Ooh. In Dallas, right?
Yeah.
And the humidity makes it feel like it's 110. And then there's television lights in a building that has no air and just fans circulating. But there's 5,000 people in there.
Yeah, I don't even like beer. Mm. But to see someone holding a beer and it's that hot.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I bet it was 150 degrees down there in the ring.
Gosh.
I mean, think the heat index is like if it's 110 in the middle of the summer, mm-hmm. you're in an aluminum building that had no air and just big giant fans that opened up that were pushing in the hot air. There were 5,000 people in there.
How did they not pass out?
And television lights. I don't know. I mean, it was, and because wow. I did that too for a while. It was hot as it could be. You'd be drenched in sweat within minutes of being out there.
Yeah.
Because those TV lights to brighten it up for ESPN had to be super bright.
Yeah. God, I'm surprised they didn't put air conditioning in that building.
No, that building was in hindsight, it's my favorite place on earth as far as a building, but it was a dump.
Yeah.
You know, but there were so many great memories that were made there, the old Sportatorium. Mm-hmm. Any of my Dallas friends out there who are listening, I know we have people in Texas who listen to our podcast who have been through there. You should message us.
Don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas, y'all. Don't litter, right? But it's kind of cool to know, like, if any of those old wrestling fans are listening to the podcast and mm-hmm. made it all the way through this one, the beer talk and the anxiety talk, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, making fun of me.
You can message
trying
us.
To tell a funny story, cool story.
So again, the tall, skinny one or the short, fat one, you pick.
Yeah. All right, that's it for today.
Short, fat, juicy ones, itsy bitsy, fuzzy, fuzzy worms. It's a worm song that I learned in school.
There's Kelly Perry, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
We'll see you.